should have known.
Do you remember Amina Kacholia, that lovely Indian girl?
No.
Beautiful, she was. Leader in the women, one of the leaders in the Women's Federation.
Joseph Kacholia.
Joseph Kacholia's wife.
I don't think.
And they gave these pictures to Don.
Oh.
That's the Indian Passive Resistance Campaign, 46. That's Ruth working in the Passive Resistance Campaign office.
Do you want your glasses, Joe?
No, I can see. And she's wearing a hat.
I think that's something behind her, too. I think there's something behind her that makes it look like she's got a hat on.
No, because you can't see her forehead properly.
Yeah, she's looking down.
And these?
That's a very indistinct one, I think. That is during the Defiance campaign. That's Ruth there. It's rather small.
Well.
Now, I don't know whether this is Ruth, but this is the Young Communist League, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
YCL. That would be in about 1941-42.
I didn't know there was such a...
Who do you think is Ruth here? Is this Ruth? No.
Who's this? I've got a letter from Ruth on YCL.
When in 38-39, Ruth was still in school.
This is 41.
She went to university in 41.
That's right.
You think this was Ruth?
I'm not sure. Amina thought it might be, but I...
Because when I went away. The first time I went to your house in Kensington, Ruth was still in school.
I don't recognize her. These two look alike to me.
Yes, they do. That's not Ruth, that's Hilda Bernstein.
Yeah.
Did you know Hilda?
Yes, of course.
Well, I should have known her, of course, and I've forgotten all about her. What is she up to? Well, she's living in London, isn't she? Hilda Bernstein.
Come, buddy, come.
Thank you.
Do you want
me
to tell you those stories?
I'm interested, Tilly, in the story about Ruth when she went home from school by herself.
Oh, no. We said Ruth was a very restless child. She always needed to be amused somewhere or other. And we decided to send her to a kindergarten, which was... We lived in Kensington. Was it Kensington?
Yes.
And we used to take her. The kindergarten was up somewhere high up. You used to get to it on through very big steps of some kind. I've forgotten how we used to get to that kindergarten. So that. We used to take her there, and they were instructed that she must wait until we come to pick her up. When we arrived one day, we found that they had let her go. She had gone on her own, and we rushed down to. There were these. In those days, they had trams circulating the town. And we rushed down, and when we got out, when we got to the stop near our house, Ruth got down, to our great amazement. She was about four.
She went home to the
So she went home alone?
She was all alone, and she knew how to get off. We were absolutely astonished that she had remembered how to get down. I remember on the left-hand side there was a fruit shop where we used to buy a lot of stuff. And there was a laundry and various shops of one kind or another leading down into Latona Street. Then, of course, when Ruth was small... We had a nurse for her, a number of women came from London who wanted to work in houses as nurses, and we employed one who was supposed to look after Ruth. But one day she wasn't there, or she was doing something else, and I took her out for a walk, and every morning we used to go for a walk round the corner, and there was actually a place. We had a dog with us. And there was a house which had a number of chickens in the yard, and this dog always used to rush and try to get over the fence and upset the chickens, I remember that. Then, in talking to Ruth, before Ronnie was born, my son, I thought I would tell Ruth about it. And I explained to her that I was going to have another baby. And generally, I talked to her about it, and she was very interested, and she said at one stage, "Oh, will it be a black baby?" And when I looked at her, she says, "I don't think we ought to have a black baby, because no matter how much we washed him, he would never get white." That was But what else did I remember about Ruth in those days? I don't remember very much.
So do you remember the address of the house you stayed in then?
Hmm?
Do you remember the number and the address of the house you were staying in?
The number of that house, I don't remember. The mayoress lived in one of the cottages surrounding us. We also had a tennis court, which was near the lake. Well,
do you have a tennis
that
court?
Was Latona Street.
Was that on the tennis court in the property?
Next door to us.
Oh,
yes, there was a tennis court, not belonging to us. I don't know to whom that tennis court belonged. But we used to try and play tennis there. Now, what else did I remember? I've forgotten. I've already forgotten what I've remembered. Can you believe that?
You asked what school Ruth was at. Wasn't she at... Wasn't Ruth at Jeppy High?
She was at the Jewish government school in New Dornfontein at one stage.
She went to the Jewish government school at the Tin Temple. There was a place called the Tin Temple, and behind it was a railway station.
That's right.
Is it still there?
The railway station is still there.
The railway station. It was a high building. The headmaster of that was a man called Abrams, and all the teachers in the school were all came from England. The headmaster was a man called Abrams, and his brother was also an Abrams. He was a sort of a teacher in the school. And there was a man called Harris, who also came from London. He was a remarkable teacher. What do I remember about that?
What was Ruth's attitude to school? How did she do at school? Was Ruth good at school, or did she like it?
Yes, she liked school. She liked school very much. When she went to the kindergarten, she started a library. She said the children never read any books. We must really get them books. And she was persuading them. I don't think it very much came of it. The children didn't want to read. But she used to pressurize them that they should read books. Otherwise they wouldn't ever know anything, or something like that.
Was that when she was at the Jewish government school? Or even before that?
Before that. Before that, at the kindergarten, she started a library for the children.
Yeah. Do you know the name of that kindergarten school? Can you remember?
It was run by a woman. No, I do not remember that.
What did Ruth look like when she was young? What sort of child was she?
Oh, a nice-looking child.
But she was very beautiful later on. I just wondered how she was when she was young.
Oh, yes, Ruth was a good-looking child. I don't remember her when she was, what she looked like. I've forgotten how her hair was. Did we cut her hair? It's dreadful, isn't it, to forget things.
Well, it's quite a long time ago today. Can I ask you something? Where did your parents come from?
Hmm?
Where did your parents come from? From Lithuania?
Yes, from Lithuania. As I think I told you that my mother came from Ponovus. And I did mention, didn't I, that I read an article in London of a town called Ponovus and how beautiful it was and what lovely parks they had there. Ponovus. And my father came from Latvia. Now, what was the name of his town? Lithuania and Latvia.
Did you say shovel?
A shovel, of course I said shovel. You had a better memory than I had.
I thought I had
from shovel, yes.
What did your father do?
My father was a tailor. He had spent a whole year in London in a hospital. When he lived in Russia, it seems that he had fallen down once and hurt his knee, and they couldn't do anything about it. How the doctor managed to get him admitted to a hospital in London, I could never discover. But he spent a whole year in hospital. He always had a limp. He had one stiff leg.
So how did he end up in South Africa?
Well, he came back from the year in London. He came back.
To Lithuania?
To Lithuania, yes.
And then how did he end up in South Africa?
No, he came back. He came back to South Africa.
From London?
From London he came back to South Africa.
Not back to, didn't he come here for the first time?
Who?
He went to London from Lithuania, didn't he?
He went to London to a hospital.
From Lithuania.
Yeah.
Must have been from Lithuania.
And then he came to South Africa.
He came to South Africa.
Then he came, yeah.
And where did he settle in Johannesburg?
Yes, he settled in Johannesburg. He also, we lived in Turfentine, where there's a race course. There's still a race course in Turfentine.
Yeah.
It is. Right up the road. The race course was on the main road, and we were somewhere else up there. And my father occupied himself by as a tailor. He not only made things, but he also repaired. He repaired old clothes. People came with a jacket that needed cleaning. He cleaned it and did that for them. Then what happened?
Where did he meet your mother? In Lithuania? Did she come with him, or did he meet her here?
I think he met my mother in... he met her in Lithuania. I don't remember that, actually.
Was he in any way political today?
No, there weren't.
So how did you end up being political?
I don't really know. I just don't remember that either. Can you believe it?
Were you political when you went to work with for Mr. Who was he? Who was the man you went to work for? They're two brothers.
Oh, Gobo brothers.
Thank Were you political then? Tell Don about that time.
Oh, yes. Now, I've forgotten that one. My father bought a house in Fortsburg. As a matter of fact, the first time I came here some years ago, it still had his name up, Leverton. The name was Leverton, spelled L-E-V-E-T-O-N. Leverton's building.
Do you remember the street?
And, yes. Alongside it ran a street called Lillian Road. Opposite there was a kindergarten. Children used to go there to school. Lillian Road. I wonder if it's still there.
Lillian Road still there.
It's there. Yes. Well, on the corner, what was the road leading up to Lillian Road there? I wouldn't remember that one.
Central Road.
It wasn't a main road, was it?
Did you go to school there, Timmy? In Fordsburg?
No. Where did I? No.
And you met at your school?
Julius, oh, that was much later. Where I went to? I went to this kindergarten too. I don't know where it was now.
Did you live in Fordsburg at some stage?
Yes, we lived there a long time.
And then in Turfantine, afterwards in Turfantine.
We must have lived in Turfantine after I was married, but before I was married, we lived in Fordsburg.
So did you go to, after the kindergarten, did you go to another school?
Yes, I went to the
Jewish. That's what you tell me.
I went to
Jewish, to
the Jewish school.
Jewish government school. The Jewish government school in Dortmund.
Yes, it was a Jewish government school. Of which the headmaster was this man Abrams, and his brother was one of the teachers. They all came from London, and I think I told you already, didn't I?
Yes. Ruth went to the same school.
I used to take my brother with me. I remember I was responsible for my brother. We used to go down and we used to catch a tram. There were trams in those days.
Was this to go to school?
Hmm?
Was this to go to school? That you can't call the tram?
Yes, to go to the when we lived in Turfantine, then I used to have to catch a tram in order to go to the...
to work.
Washington. I'm getting more muddled this morning.
Didn't you catch a tram in Turfantine just to go to work? Or to school?
We eventually came to live in Fordsburg. And the Goldberg brothers were in Fordsburg.
Who were the Goldberg brothers?
They also came... They came to South Africa and made a living by carrying a pack on their backs with clothes which they sold to the inhabitants. They then established themselves and opened a shop. And there were three brothers. The one with most initiative was a man called Louis Goldberg. He had a brother, Eli. They opened another firm in Krugersdorp, which Eli was responsible for. And they also had another prop in Cape Town, which was run by Harry Goldberg. But the man with most brains was Louis Goldberg. They had a furniture store, and my mother bought some stuff there. Then one day she said to him, when she was paying her installment, she said, "I've got a daughter. Wouldn't you like to employ her?" And he agreed. He interviewed me and he agreed. And he put me in charge of the... everything was on hire purchase. Now people, the customers used to, some of them used to come in to pay, and to others, I was in charge of two collectors, young men, who had to go out in order to get the installments paid. I was looking after that. Now one day, Mr. Goldberg decided to tell all his employers that they were on 5 minutes' notice, everybody, including me. That upset me most terribly. I saw an advert that somebody called Rosenberg wanted an assistant, and I went to see this man. When I left him at 5 minutes' notice, he upbraided me. I said, "But you have made this, you see, you made the rule. How can you now quarrel with me? You said we were all on 5 minutes' notice. I've just given you 5 minutes." My first revolt. Well, at Rosenberg's, I worked for a considerable time. And what did I do after that?
Now, when did you get married to Julius?
Before I went there, Goldberg Brothers opened a shoe shop. They put it in charge of a man called Broomfield, who was an expert. He had worked in a factory where shoes and boots were manufactured. He was the manager, and he thought he would make it. For a change, he would make more money out of selling boots than selling furniture. But that closed down eventually, and that's where I went off afterwards to find a job with, what did I call him? Rosenberg.
Mm. And when did you marry Julius?
Well, that interrupted him.
That's fine, it's a good question.
Yeah. Well, we lived in Turfington. My mother went to a wedding, and there she met a woman who talked about her son, and when she mentioned him, I said, "Oh, I know him, I was in school with him." And then, well, when he came to see me, we became friendly.
That was Julius,
wasn't it? That was Julius, yes. Actually, he was at the Jewish school also. He sat behind, but I never paid any attention to him. There were only three boys in the class. And all I knew about them was that the playground was divided up. One part was for the girls and one for the boys. But the boys were always kicking the ball about. And then, of course, they used to intrude into the girls' part and cover them with dust. That was my first impression of Julius. And he was one of the boys who was forever kicking a ball in it and covering me with dust. But so, well, we became friendly and then we got married. Now, the man who married us was a man called either Sonnenfeld or Sonnenberg. There are still some people by this name here.
Yeah, both.
Aren't there?
Yeah.
Which names?
Personally, no.
Harry Sonnenfeld. I think the name was Harry.
Tilly, he was a lawyer. He was a lawyer, Harry Sommerfeld, as far as I know. So were you married in court? You weren't married in the synagogue.
No. That's what upset my mother so terribly, that we just went to a lawyer and got married. But she had to get over that. Well, we didn't pay any attention.
Why did you do it that way, Tony?
Well, I wasn't religious. I didn't feel that religion was any use to anybody. I had read this about, what did I say about religion? Religion is the something of the masses.
Opium.
The opium of the masses. The period is very confused to me. It's not clear. I don't clear about it at all.
You've been jolly clear.
Yes.
I think we should let you have your lunch, otherwise you'd get cold before.
I am eating my lunch. I'm eating my lunch and it's very nice. How's your cook, by the way? Still the same.
Cook.
This is the cook here.
Sheila said, she's finding difficulty in getting you anybody. Everybody's got work.
Ireland, architect.
I don't remember the name at all. But I did go to a cookery school for a woman. Now, where did she come from?
I think she was German.
What was Julius like when you married him?
Julius was already a socialist. This man, now what was his name who influenced him? I forgot what his name is and where he came from.
Came from England in Wales.
What name? Oh, he came from Wales. What was his name?
Probably Jones.
No. He came from Wales. And Julius got friendly with him and was attracted to it. I suppose, I don't know. I'm keeping you all waiting.
You're not keeping us at all.
We've been keeping you talking, so it's our fault.
It's tiredness that wrecks one. Being so terribly tired always.
What did Julius do when you met him? What was he doing for a living?
Julius. Where do I remember? Does it worry you?
Tilly, was he perhaps working? Was he already working with Louis first? Was he with that crowd, the millionaire crowd, Marx, and I want to call it Spencer. Something in Marx. Was he already?
Something in Marx. What was it?
But Tilly, was he already working with Louis when you married him, or didn't he just, wasn't he doing secretarial work or something?
No.
What?
His brother Louis was the Karl Marx, but Marx, what was the first name?
No, it was something in Marx. Lewis and Marx, quite right.
Lewis
and Marx, there's that building, But was he already working for them? I doubt it at that stage.
Julius never worked for them, only Louis. Louis worked for them. Julius never worked for them.
That's right, no.
It was Louis. Louis was married to a woman who was a great socialite. She was always looking for important people to invite onto her lawn. He lived in great comfort. He earned a lot of money.
Who did Julius work for there?
Anybody. That's what I can't remember. I don't know.
Was a bookkeeper at the beginning, wasn't he?
Julius.
Or what?
I don't think so. No. He started a small business and repairing old bedsteads and these iron stoves we used to use in those days. We didn't have electric stoves. And he started this business. Just a moment, I was trying to remember something which has just escaped me. And yes. And then he tried to join the Communist Party. And they refused him on the grounds that he was an employer of labor. He had one African who assisted him. So, I forgot that upset Julius terribly. He was very much upset by that. Employer of labor. And of course, they also refused me on that account because my husband was an employer of labor. Now, what else?
Was that the Communist Party or the International Socialist League?
As far as I know, it was the Communist Party.
And that would have been in the early 1920s?
That's right.
The International Socialist League, I know nothing at all about. It was the Communist Party.
How old were you when you married today?
I don't know. I was married. Have the faintest idea.
When did you have your 50th anniversary?
50th. I didn't know either.
You don't remember what year you were married?
Nothing.
When was Ruth born then?
1925.
1925.
You were
trickier. 1925.
I think so.
Well, I must have been married in 1924 then.
But eventually, you and Julius both joined the Communist Party. How did you manage to get in?
I don't think I ever joined the Communist Party. Not as far as I know. I didn't work with them.
She was regarded as a party member whether you were formally ever a party member or not, you were simply regarded as a party member.
Yes, there was no question.
So how did Julius join? I mean, how was it that he eventually managed to join the party?
How old was he?
No, how did he manage to join, having been ejected first time round?
I don't remember that. I don't know.
Well, I'm not even sure that if the ticket was jerked. That I don't think they were ever formal members.
Really? Perhaps.
Because I didn't remember him. He had accepted the discipline. Tilly, whether you were a member or not of the party, you accepted the discipline, didn't you, and the direction and the requests of the party without question, wasn't it, right?
Oh, quite, yes, of course, always.
That's the important thing. Miss Treasurer of the party.
Of course.
I think so, that's right.
This is just getting wasted.
It
take it with Jen.
Oh, there's one picture there that I think is Jen. Is he on the line?
Oh, really?
Is that's not Jen Slater.
Oh, yeah. That's
is this Jen Slater?
Because he was in it.
That's him. Who? That's Jen. There's a picture of Jen here. Very small.
Would that be
Sean, his daughter, looks exactly like him.
Could be, yeah.
Is that Ruth?
Who is it? Jill.
What's those?
Which do you think Ruth's here?
Amina, I thought it might have been.
Amina, next to Amina?
No, in the dark skirt.
Never.
No.
That was never Ruth. That was no. Never. She didn't have legs out there. She had slim legs. That's her.
Yes.
Her figure. She never had that sort of face at all. No. I was looking for her. Could, if anybody... It could possibly have been that one.
Yes.
Could possibly.
Which one?
But even there, I didn't have the lips.
No,
I looked at that. But
I
tell you,
what is this you are finding?
They're trying to find Ruth, and I think that this here could
this,
be Ruth.
This one?
That's Ruth.
That's what I said straight away.
Yes, well.
Straight away, I
not
said.
Not that one.
Who is this?
No,
let me show you here.
First choice.
I think this is Ruth. Well, you show her when I come.
This is Ruth.
There. That's, would that be her?
I should actually get my glasses. Thank you. When the body wears out, the mind is part of the body.
Well, you seem to remember
my
a good deal.
My health is very poor.
Well, you remember more than I do remember my young days.
Yes, but I used to have a good memory at one time.
Well, that's why you still remember.
Tilly, did you just have two children, Ruth and Ronnie?
That's always. There's 4 years, 4 years less a month between them.
Why did you wait so long before having a second child? Most people have them close together.
I suppose it was economic. Always had a struggle to live. My husband didn't make any money. And I don't know. Why we waited so long.
Did you ever talk to the children about politics and about the situation in the country? How do you think they formed their ideas?
Well, when we used to go to the town hall steps, we took the children with us. We did make them conscious in some way. Huh?
Of course you did. I mean, I remember you picking Ruth up as a young girl to my office quite often to discuss the Left Women's. I wasn't in the Left Women's Committee, but I was the liaison. And you used to bring Ruth up when she was at school. She knew what was going on. You and Julius discussed a lot with her.
Yes, possibly.
I think you've forgotten. Just trying to think. I don't want to say anything that's not.
Well, as I say, if the body deteriorates, so does the mind. It has to.
Well, you're not so bad. You're not doing badly.
Encouraging me. Nice to be encouraged.
But did Ruth get every encouragement for what you... Politically, I mean, you never discouraged anything.
Anybody? Oh,
your
just
children.
Children. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, on the contrary. We wanted them to have an understanding of what was going on.
What sort of people would they have met in your house? Who were the friends who came around often?
Only people interested in politics. Nobody else. We didn't have ordinary friends. I didn't ever want anybody who didn't understand what we were talking about. So we had fewer friends, actually. We had the party friends. But I forget.
Do you remember who those were, those party friends?
That's the trouble, I don't.
I can't remember.
You were friendly to me through the years with all the party people, weren't you?
I think so.
Did you know Bill Andrews?
Oh, yes, very well. He was a great friend of Julius's. Now, what happened to him? He's dead a long time, isn't he?
Yes.
Well, tell Don about your friendship with Rebecca Bunting.
Rebecca Bunting.
Did you knew S.P. Bunting, did you?
Hmm?
S.P., what is his first name?
Sydney
Bunting.
I don't seem to remember anything about him.
No, I'll jerk your mind about Rebecca. Remember Rebecca was a caretaker of the flats in...
She was what?
Remember she was, after he died, she had a flat in Circle Court, Clarendon Circle, and she was the caretaker there. Remember she was a Lithuanian. You remember, Tilly? Little woman. She was really dear friend of yours.
Yes, the Bantings were, but I can't remember them. What was she? She came to London, didn't she?
That's right.
Now, what was she doing there?
She came to live there. After Brian and Sonia left her, she went there. And she came back here once on a visit. And she was actually sorry that she'd left. She did go back.
She was sorry that she left here, in South Africa. I don't think I used to see her often in London.
No. You used to see her, but not often. You were very far apart, I remember you telling me. Physically, there was distance.
We didn't get on.
No, you got on very well with her.
Living too far away.
You were too far away. And I'm trying to think if she lived in London all the time. I don't know. We hardly knew the Bantams.
It was Ray Harmel we knew more about, wasn't it?
Rebecca we knew quite well.
Rebecca we knew very well, but Brown and Sandy we hardly knew. Ray Harmel, tell John about Ray.
Ray Harmel.
What do you remember?
What do I remember about her? Nothing, I don't think. I don't know.
Tilly, when Ruth left school,
mm-hmm.
did she have a very definite idea that she wanted to go to university, and did she know what she wanted to do there?
Oh, yes. Ruth wanted to go to university very much. Mm. Oh, yes.
And was she definite about what she wanted to study?
Not really. I don't remember ever discussing these. I left it to her. I felt that she knew what she wanted.
What did she study?
You want to speak about this?
Mm-hmm.
What did she study then? What subjects?
Yeah, I was attention there.
not interested in that.
What subjects did she study?
Well, that I don't know. I suppose she has to take... She goes to a university, take part in everything, don't you?
No, no.
You don't? You mean something special?
Well, yes, I mean, what were the subjects that she
studied? She did social science.
Well, I don't know. I read.
She did social science to me.
Hmm? Social science.
And after she did a library, she was doing a library course, and they detained her. She
was always interested in a library. She wanted people to read.
Do you want coffee? I know Timmy does. Yes. Well, I would love some of these.
All right. Well, if I have coffee, would you have some?
Pretty good breakfast.
I'll just give a breakfast. Better take the first one and we have a lot of the freezing.
All right, can you give me a little bit of it?
But that's so delicious, have some.
Yes.
Tell me, you must have some.
Just finish this one.
It's this terrible feeling of tiredness that I have, that I'm so terribly tired.
You're not tired today, are you?
Why not?
You don't strike me as tired.
Well, I don't know. I'm always tired. I wake up tired. And go to sleep tired.
Tilly, didn't Julius run a factory eventually?
Or am I wrong?
Dealing with furniture or
making
furniture.
Julius has a factory.
With Julius, of the eldest brother,
there were three first brothers, weren't there?
Two, yes.
Three. I mean, yes, there was Louis, Julius, and Solly. There were only three brothers, weren't there?
Two brothers.
Yes, well, I mean, three, there were three of them. Julius had two brothers, and... Louis and Solly, right?
Well, Solly remained here.
Yeah, but I mean, there were just the two brothers, weren't there?
Yes, that's
and a sister. Yeah. About 3 or 4 years ago.
When Julius had the factory, where did you live? Where did you live fairly recently?
When he had the factory, we lived on that road leading to North Cliff.
Imerentia.
What? Is that Imerentia? No, it wasn't Imerentia. Imerentia was overlooking a dam.
Yeah, but you lived in two houses when Julius had that factory. You lived in Imerentia, and you lived in the Roosevelt Park House. Yes. You lived in Congo Road.
And we lived in, yes, we lived on the, what road did you say the other?
Congo, the other one, I can't remember, I know where it is, not far from here, but it was on the way to, it was the one you built after the 1960, it was built very quickly, when you came back from Swaziland.
On the way to Northcliffe.
That's right.
What's the name of that road?
I've forgotten.
Is that the house that Joe and Ruth mentioned up to?
No, they have their own house.
You say I don't look tired. Is that right?
Are you tired? was able to say, I'm going to put you up, till he always goes to see the doctor, then I'm going to take you upstairs and put you to bed in a drunken stupor, not tired. She left it to the last time. Sherry.
I always feel that I don't get enough sleep. But I need more sleep and I don't get enough.
We don't have a good rest. Mm-hmm. You can have a good rest just now.
Cleaning the floor, she left a piece of soap.
It was a Soviet ship.
No.
Yes, it was. It was a Soviet ship. You were going to Portugal or to Spain on that ship.
Oh, I see.
It was Julius.
I've forgotten it was a... And then, of course, I broke my hip. So they gave me an artificial hip. Which now and then gives me a slight pain, but it's all right in the meantime.
You really have to get in sometime. Sometime you talk to Don about your visit to the Soviet Union. Visits?
Well, to the Soviet Union I have been 3 times. I remember the one I went to, when I went, well, they decided, they decided in London that I need a holiday. I've forgotten when. Yeah. And Julius said, well, where do you want to go? I said, I don't want to go anywhere, but if I can go on holiday, I would like to go to the Soviet Union. It was a question of sending me surreptitiously. I didn't have any documents, actually. They could be destroyed. I didn't go on an ordinary passport. When I went there, the first thing that happened to me is interesting enough.
I tell you what, I think now you're tired of it. I really think you've had enough.
Yes, but while I remember, because when I wake up I shan't remember anything.
They sent you on a trip.
The first thing that happened to you, you said?
The first thing that happened to me is that I was taken to a medical institute where I was passed from one doctor to another who made a complete report on my health. And then the result of this, they decided that I should go down to the Black Sea. And they sent me there, put me into a special institute in the where?
Sanatorium.
No, I was not in a sanatorium. I had a flat with a balcony. In this flat I had a telephone. I used to be able to phone through to London, which I did every day for the news. And I could sleep outside. There was a bed on my balcony, and I had a woman who used to come in. The bath was so high that you go, I don't know how anybody ever got out of it. She used to pick me up and dump me down, pick me out of it, and take me out. And I was in a room by myself in a long passage. The end of it, there was a library. Then I used to go down to breakfast, and the food in the Soviet Union, the people, the Russians have got the most marvelous appetites. Apart from the fact that already on the table there were all sorts of dishes, along would come somebody with a tray with more dishes, one of these carriers.
Caviar for breakfast.
Well, everything possible was given to one. There was wonderful attention generally.
Thank you. Do you remember when that was, Tilly? I keep asking dates. But...
I don't remember when that was.
You were talking about your last visit, which was.
Was Julius sick already then?
Late in 1970. Julius, Tilly, I saw you in 1979 in London. And Julius died in 1980, I think. or 80, beginning of 81.
I don't remember you in London.
Yeah. And that I was there.
I'm sure. I'm not disputing it. I'm merely telling you that I can't remember.
No, it doesn't matter.
Where did I live? In Lime Street, down below?
Yes, Julius was still alive. I spent a lot of time with him then. Julius was sitting most of the time in a chair. And as a matter of fact, I didn't see him up at all. Whenever I saw him, he was in the chair. He used to be with us. He used to wait for me in the morning, so I used to come in.
Who, Julius?
You were there too. Well, anyway, no, I was just going to
work out. Julius was sitting in a chair because Julius was suffering from acute leukemia.
Emphysema.
As a matter of fact, the doctor refused to see him because he said, don't bring this patient to me. He hasn't got any lungs left.
Today, I'm trying to work out when you went to Soviet Union, because 79, Julius, I think, died in 80 or 81. And you went, Julius had already died when you went to the Soviet Union, when you went on your own. I mean, this last time.
Uh-huh.
And you've been talking about your last trip when you went down to Sochi, was it? It wasn't Sochi.
No, we didn't go to Sochi.
Where did you go?
No, when you went alone, you mean?
Yes, I know, on the Black Sea. Now, where? I forgot the name of that place. It was not Sochi.
Anyway. And that must have been, I reckon, about 1982, 83.
Perhaps.
You're now 88.
It's only 6 years.
And shortly after that, you came out here. And you then told me all about that trip. You weren't mad about your translator. Do you remember?
About what?
The woman who translated for you. Because...
Oh, yes.
Do you remember?
Yes. And you...
And you felt... I'm just trying to jerk your memory about this.
Yes.
That you weren't so keen to go to the Black Sea. You rather would have stayed in Moscow. But you had a feeling that she wanted to go down.
Oh.
And that she sort of rather manoeuvred you into going down there a bit.
That is possible.
Yeah.
Now, when Julius went, when Julius went to the Black Sea now, not Julius, who was in London now?
Joe.
When Joe went to Moscow, he met the person who met him at the plane was the woman who had met me. And he said he was surprised to find that she talked about me without a stop. I was very flattered. And she sent me back a doll, which I
got.
Yes. Now,
that was your last trip.
Yes. That was my last trip, yes.
Well, you talk to Don about your other trips sometime. I'm going to put you to bed now.
Well, as I say, it's a terrible thing. Well, I can't tell you a thing. We were away, we were in London for 20 years, he lived here. They're too large.
Listen, so I broke these smaller ones at the bottom.
Well, after all, he is my son, isn't he? He does read. He has a lot of books. He buys books. I don't know what he thinks about anything.
What was he like as a young boy?
Full of pleasure. He had a lot of wild friends. We actually suggested that he'd have nothing to do with them.
Please help us.
And then, of course, we left him here. I don't remember how old he was.
Oh, Timmy was married, dear. He was already married.
When we left?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Oh, yes, of course, I remember now. Oh, yes, what was her name?
This one.
Because he divorced her.
Yeah, ABC. What's her name? Clarice.
Yes.
She still comes to see you, though, isn't she? She's very fond of you, Clarice.
Yes, Clarice comes to see me. She's gone off now. She's on holiday somewhere or other.
Tilly, how did Ruth and Ronnie get on? Did they play with each other a lot? Did they enjoy each other?
Oh, yes. As the baby, she was fond of them, yes. Well, there was 4 years difference between them.
Did she mother him?
No, well, we've always had a white nurse. It wasn't necessary.
But you know how little girls look after little brothers.
Takes that one time. I think she used to take him. She looked after him insofar as she went to school, took him, looked after him in school. But otherwise, I don't think she did anything else. I'm getting less and less to remember anything.
Am I harassing you today? Am I harassing you by asking you?
No.
She doesn't mind. You don't mind.
No, I don't. I'm sorry I can't help you more. These are not secret things. I just forgot them. I'm just forgetting them. I've got no memory.
You've done very well, don't you?
Oh, thank you.
I hope it now, when I'm 91, if I ever get to reach that age, that I'll remember what you remember.
How old are you, Miriam?
I am 74. I'm in my 75th year.
You're very young.
Yes.
You're 20 years younger than I am.
No,
I'm not. You can't count. Never mind, you're
16.
Less
than 16.
16 years.
Yeah, 16.
Girl thinks I've got a very good memory, but I don't think so.
Okay. Well, he ought to be able to judge that.
Now, sure, you remember things I don't remember.
Yes, but I don't think
who was in such and such a such
I don't remember, thank God, what happened yesterday.
But you know who was at such and such a party 20 years ago, and I don't have got a clue anymore.
Don't make a joke of my memory. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to scoff at it. Either you say I've got a good memory, but you mustn't scoff at it.
While you were out, we decided that women have better memories than men.
See, they don't remember who was at the party last 2 years ago.
Yes, they remember what dresses so-and-so wore.
No, they do. Don't you start being sexist about this, please.
What do they remember?
Can they just being anti-feminist?
No, well, look, I mean...
I wouldn't say that if I were you.
You're at a meeting and somebody phones up. And then you come home and you say, what did they say? What did they say? I can't tell you what they said.
He's the worst secretary that anybody could ever wish. He doesn't remember the messages. He doesn't even remember the people that phoned in the first place.
in my message. Anyway, that's not very too serious. Yes, rather go on with that.
This is. So is that the thing?
It's on now.
Amity. English Amity. It's good.
This is good.
It's the things on now. Stop.
So.
Tilly Ruth always wore beautiful clothes. Where did she learn that from?
Always did what?
Ruth always used to dress very beautifully. Where did she learn that from? She used to dress very beautifully, Ruth.
Ruth dressed beautifully.
Yes, where did she learn that from? From you?
I don't think they have to learn it from anybody. Most women like to be well dressed, don't they?
No.
Women spend a lot of money on clothes.
Not anymore.
Why don't women have
to? I think women spend much more money on clothes than men, don't they? Don't you think so?
Yeah.
Come on, sit down.
But I know where she got that from. If you went on to it, I will.
Where did you get it from?
From Tilly. Tilly, you liked good things and nice clothes. You had good taste for nice clothes.
What is good taste? What is good taste?
That's, I suppose, in the eye of the beholder. I don't know. There is.
Well, I've always liked clothes. Yeah. But there were very many years when I never spent very much on clothes. Mm. There are much more important things to do. Besides, clothes last a long time. I never wore trousers in London, but I wear trousers here when it's cold. Somehow in London, it occurs to me women don't walk around in trousers. But of course it rains a great deal in London from time to time. You know London, of course. Sometimes it rains forever. You have to fix the roof. Our roof went in, cost me £700 to fix the roof.
In Lime Street?
Mm. All the black stuff they put on it, what is it called? Bitumen.
Mm.
All vanished. All of a sudden it's raining in. But we didn't have heating. We didn't have any heating.
What about Ruth's flat house upstairs? Did that have it? You know, that they shared.
I don't think so. I don't think they had heating there.
Tilly, when you lived here in South Africa, what was your house like? Can you remember what it looked like inside?
What was the house like here?
Yes.
Where did we live?
Three places that I know of: Kensington, Emerentia, and Roosevelt Park.
It was always well furnished. You mean, how was it furnished?
Yeah, describe what it was like inside for me.
Hmm?
Could you describe what the house looked like, or the houses looked like? What sort of pictures did you have on the wall?
A beautiful house in is it Cockle Road? It was right up an incline, and standing up high, with one enormous window in the lounge, taking up the whole window, which overlooked into a dam. Oh no, what was it? It was a dam, looking over. And it was standing on a almost a small hill.
Yes.
Where a very long drive down into the road.
Yes.
And well, we had the servants' quarters were in the yard, as always. The children were well accommodated. They all had their own rooms. That's all. What else do you do in the house?
Tell him about your pictures. Your pictures. You had some very fine pictures.
Well, pictures, I don't remember them. Well, you must have bought those.
Yes.
I had fine pictures, do you say?
Some very nice ones, very nice ones.
Of course, what did we do with them? We sold everything.
You had some, when I was in London, there was still some in the house. You took them in the rugs with you.
Took them in?
You took your pictures and your rugs with you, that I remember.
Oh. We had standing, as I remember, the lounge had a sort of a blue carpet, and in the middle of it was standing a sort of a copper vase. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
A large, about as high as that, which was standing in the middle always. I don't know where I got that one.
Did you hold quite a lot of parties?
No, we didn't. No, we didn't have a lot of parties. There were parties, it was always for funds.
For what? What were the funds for?
Well, we were collecting money for the Communist Party, always for the party. I mean, that was what was the left club.
Women.
The Left Women's Committee. Left Women's Committee was formed in order to be able to give funds to the Communist Party.
And how did you actually raise funds? How did the parties raise funds?
We used to go out to business people and say to them, we are doing such and such and such and such, which of course wasn't the complete truth. And we asked for money, and we got money. We were never refused money. I don't remember in detail what we actually said to them, but it was of such a nature as to persuade them to help us. What we threatened them with, if they didn't, I mean, if you don't support us, such and such a thing will happen in this country, that I can't remember.
Tilly, are you correct in saying it was always for the party? There were things like Soviet medical aid for... There was the Friends of Spain, Friends of China.
I don't remember whether we ever sent any... that we ever collected for China.
I just cut it down.
You have to think about it.
Yeah.
When you said that you used to have parties to raise funds, how did you go about raising funds at a party?
Well, we told them, that is exactly what I don't completely remember. It couldn't have been the complete truth.
No, I mean, did you invite people to the house and get them to pay money for the party, or...?
Oh, you mean... No, we didn't do that. We would go around to business people. We only asked business people. We didn't ask individual, I mean, women or so. We used to go around to a businessman and say to them, look, we think the situation in this country is such and such. We have a committee working against it. Will you give us enough money to carry on? And they gave it to us. We were never refused money. You know, I wanted to get hold here of Bertie.
He just died. He died about 3 months ago.
Is that so?
Bertie
Greenberg, he died. Now, who else was there? What about these people, Sonnenfeld?
Well, you said that was from your early days. We can look it up, but
Sonnenfeld or Sonnenberg, I don't know which, who married Julius and me.
Yeah,
we were married in a registry office.
Yes, well, those people wouldn't be around. But I want to... Can I add something to what you said? You've forgotten that the Left Women's Committee used to have dances and cinema shows, and used to actually sell tickets for those things.
Is that... used to have cinema shows?
You didn't just... Yes, you had all sorts of entertainments, and you would have quite big dances with a band and so on. I don't think I ever went to any one of those, because those were... Minnie Badenstein, for instance, on that level, you would sell tickets to those sort of people, you know, people who... But the help that was given to you was never at those parties but before, so that's how I knew about it. It was that you didn't just collect money from business people. It was a general fundraising thing.
Yes, yes, well, that is possible. Yeah. I don't remember much about it.
Well, that's right.
To get back to the house, Tilly, to get back to the house, do you remember anything about what the children's rooms looked like?
The children's rooms? Well, they were ordinary bedrooms. Why?
Could you describe what was in them? Were there any special things that the children kept?
Yes. I don't think so.
Lots of books for Ruth?
Oh, there were always books in the house. Yes. I might have read to some of them when they were very tiny. I don't remember that very well.
I mean, the walls weren't covered with pictures of film actors and actresses like some people.
No. No. Did we have any good paintings?
Yes, I always remember that one of the priests that you had.
The priest?
Yes, that wonderful one. That dark picture, just the face and the... just up to the chest, I think. Wonderful picture.
Extraordinary. I can't recollect that at all. Where did we buy pictures? Well, of course, right in the middle.
What was Ruth tidy, or did Ruth throw things around in her room?
No, she was tidy.
Methodical?
Hmm?
Methodical?
Methodical.
With her books, is that the other?
I think she looked
after the
things.
They're telling you, it's supper
time.
Well, there's Matthew. Go to Matthew. Oh, my.
Seriously. The dog.
Did Ruth ever get into serious trouble for things she did? Was there? Did Ruth ever get... Was she naughty at all? Did she get into trouble for things?
No.
That's not...
She was well behaved. What could she get into...
You know, the things that children get into trouble for, getting up to nonsense.
No. Neither my children. They were well-behaved children.
Get on.
Why not? They have everything they could possibly want. And every attention. I mean, there were always servants there.
Yeah.
Ronnie once wanted a dog. I remember we went to a lot of trouble to get him a dog. I don't know what he did with it afterwards.
But you weren't well to do when you first got married and when the children were young. I mean, you were never very well to do, were you? I mean, I wouldn't say that, would you? You were just comfortable. I mean, you didn't...
Well, we weren't rich people. No. We weren't. We never lacked anything. I mean, Julius was running a factory.
But in the early years?
Even in the early years? I don't know. I don't remember ever lacking anything.
Did you work, or were you always at home? After you were married, after you had children.
I worked for a period, didn't I? Where did I work? No.
So when the children were at home, you were at home?
Yes. No, I didn't work then. Where would I have worked? You would remember that, Miriam.
the only thing I can do, I can remember you were helping Ray for a little bit when she set up the shop. You know.
Ray set up a shop?
Well, yes, she did. She, Jeff supplied her with stuff and you helped her a bit, but it, not as a job. That was just purely. I don't. You never worked when I knew you, Chili.
No, I don't think I would.
I've been Chili since 38.
No. I don't think I would.
Once you were married.
When I was married, no, I didn't work.
But were you politically very active? Did you have a lot of political work that you were doing?
Well, I suppose the Left Women's Committee was a political organisation in that sense, wasn't it?
Yes, but you did other things apart from that.
Such as what?
You helped with a lot of things today. I remember the China campaign.
Which campaign?
The China campaign. I was with your friends, the
China.
China. China.
Taylor.
China.
China. Oh, China campaign.
And then the friends of the Spanish, what is it called, the Spanish Front. Yeah, I remember you on that. I remember you on that because I helped with the, not the Spanish, but the China one. Tilly, you don't remember a meeting we went to at the famous Mrs. Cohen's house?
Not
OK Bazaars. Was it Cohen or Miller? I'll tell you one day, I'll tell you a story about that. Don't you remember how we laughed that night?
Why don't you tell it now?
Can I tell? Oh, it was a scream. Tilly and I went to a meeting. And it was either Mrs. Cairn or Mrs. Miller who had a niece called Bertha Egnos. And Bertha Egnos was by way of putting on musicals or reviews or sound. I think she's still around. And somebody persuaded her to put on some show for the Friends of, what is it called, China, I think it was called. And there was, and because she was doing it, her aunt at the OK Bazaars, one of the directors, either Miller or Cohen, I think it was Miller, had a big meeting of all the people who were going to help at her house in that big white home in Jan Smuts Avenue that sort of stands out on the hill. And Tilly and I went along, representing, I don't know, I suppose, what it was. And we got in there, Tilly, you don't remember this. We laughed so much that night. When I think of it, I get the giggles. Because we all had to wait in the